Well, police will be able to shoot to kill terrorists after the New South Wales government today announced they'll be amending the laws. Well done, Premier Gladys Berejiklian. She supported all of the recommendations from the Lindt Cafe siege inquest. One of them included giving police the legal protection to shoot and kill terrorists. Under the new laws, the police commissioner will have to make the call as to whether or not to declare an incident a terror incident. If it is declared a terror incident, that will trigger the new shoot-to-kill provision. At the moment, there's currently a grey area. The new laws are due to be introduced by the end of the month. And on the line is the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller. Commissioner, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Ben.
You must be happy about this.
No, I am, Ben. I'm happy that, you know, I gave evidence at the inquest and in my opinion that there was a grey area, there was a gap, and a small one, but a very important one. So to think, even though it was some 2.5 years down the track, now New South Wales will have some model legislation, Ben, that doesn't exist around Australia, and very few modern democracies around the world have it.
I spoke to the Attorney-General, Mark Speakman, yesterday afternoon. He said that they already have the powers, police already have the powers to do this, but I suppose if there's an element of doubt in the head of anyone holding that gun who could sort out a terror incident, we've got to make sure that question mark disappears.
100%, Ben. And on the streets, you know, police officers faced with an armed suspect or someone who's injuring someone, our ability to use force and lethal force is managed very well. But we're talking around the Lindt Cafe type situation, Ben, where you could line up 5 experienced police officers, line up 5 lawyers, and not all of them will agree on which way we need to go when we're in these difficult situations. So, you know, what I suggest to the government is that if you have a terrorist situation and contain and negotiate has failed, it's important to be able to move quickly to the type of force that we need to save lives.
Okay, there was talk around yesterday that this legislation was not going to be introduced in this final sitting week, and then there'd be a 2-month gap, and then they would finally do it. And I was critical of the government yesterday afternoon on that timing, but to be fair to Gladys Berejiklian, well, she sorted it out pretty quickly.
Look, Ben, we spoke about it. I spoke to the Premier about it Monday, a week ago, so nearly 2 weeks ago. I asked for some time to frame the legislation. You can imagine that we're not talking about some new traffic law here, Ben. We're talking about the power to take someone's life away. I wanted to present a professional piece of legislation that gave the community the highest level of protection. So, you know, I think it was important that we got that right before I presented it to the Premier.
Okay, the Public Order and Riot Squad will also be armed with semi-automatic rifles, we learned today. Why do they need them?
Well, Ben, today we have uniformed police and we have police patrolling with sidearms. There are many countries in Europe where that's not the case, and they're trained to deal with active armed offenders and a whole range of other tactical options. But then the next port of call is that tactical operations unit. And from my perspective, Ben, I felt that there was a gap in between. And we do see in Paris, London, static guards with long arms, and that won't be the case for Sydney. But what I'm doing essentially is doubling our armed response to high-risk situations and possible future terrorist attacks.
How much effort do you go to, Commissioner, when it comes to reviewing cases? Obviously, there's been a major review of the Lindt Cafe siege, but even incidents like we saw in London a week ago and also in Melbourne, do you use those recent examples at all to have a look at them, to review them and to update whatever we're doing in New South Wales to make sure that we're on our best?
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. I think I spoke about Lindt Cafe and Europe, particularly France, learnt, you know, amazing lessons from Lindt Cafe. And it's just like us, is that we pull apart these other terrible crimes to ensure that what does our response look like? What is our response time? How can we better prepare ourselves? But I think the positive for the people of New South Wales is that every officer, responding officer, has a firearm and they understand their powers and they're well trained to use force.
Good on you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks.
Mick Fuller, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, who seems pretty satisfied that this has now been sorted out. Well done to Premier Gladys Berejiklian.